Hey, everybody. Hi, it's Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am so excited to have on the line with me Jillian Robinson Weaver, who is a high-performance coach, an author, photographer, and probably one of the most absolutely wonderful, energetic, loving people you will ever meet. Jillian, are you here?
I am. Wow. Thank you for that introduction, Sherry. That's awesome.
Well, it's so true. I think anybody who has the chance to meet you, and hopefully even just being able to hear you on this audio, will immediately understand how much you live life with this intention to bring joy and energy. And it's one of the things I really, truly appreciate about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, as you and I have talked about, that sort of we can see it in each other, right? Because we're mirrors for each other. We're all one ultimately, and it's so nice. I see that in you as well. So thank you.
Well, and thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, just so people know, what happened was I was on a call with you last week. We were talking about, both of us have this great desire to do a certain kind of coaching that involves more one-on-one work, and I happen to be telling you about a retreat that I had led that was with one person, and I had asked her to bring an article of clothing that felt like something, you know, maybe that she wasn't quite there yet, but a part of her that she really wanted to live into. And you had a fabulous story about that. And that's what I wanted to have you talk about. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you just start wherever it feels natural with the story that you told me last week.
Sure. Well, it was so fun because as we were talking about a moment ago, that idea of how connected we all are. And so you and I had just been talking about really, we are all one. And then when you shared that, I thought was a fantastic idea to invite your clients basically to bring an article of clothing to really that would help symbolize living into their future self, their best self. And I immediately remembered this moment for myself when I did just that. In April, I attended a multi-day event, and they had said, okay, bring something for one night that's kind of ceremonial and festive. And I thought, well, that's great. And I went to my closet and I found this white dress and that I had actually worn, I think it was a couple of years before. And it was exactly that, Sherry. I just felt like at the time I wasn't there yet. You know, I wore it, but I hadn't lived into that dress and everything that dress symbolized for me. And it was a little bit of a miss in my life. I felt like, I didn't quite fulfill the promise of that, you know? So, but it's like many of us, it just goes back into the closet. And then come April, when I had this opportunity to attend the event, I said, I'm bringing this dress. And so what was really fun, you know, right? It's like, oh, is that it's there, and you're so into clothing, you've got this, right? That it's like, you know, and then what was neat was that during the week, every time I'd open the closet, I'd see that dress, and you know, before we actually had the ceremonial event, and I'd see that, and it was became this reminder of, oh, right, this is the person that I'm intending to be, and it really allowed me, Sherry, to just live into that intention in such a palpable way during the week, so that, you know, then the ceremonial night came and I put the dress on and it felt great. And I went and I just was very much in the moment and didn't really think much about it. And then a day or two later, this beautiful young woman that I've been admiring all week, she just had this lovely energy and was just, you know, so into the work and learning and growing. And she came up to me and she just put her arms around me and she said, you know, seeing you in that white dress in that room with your hair, she said, I saw a goddess and I've never seen a real goddess. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, because kind of like what you and I were talking about, you know, it was like I had seen the light in her so much in the week, and I didn't honestly even know whether she had been noticing me. You know, it was one of those moments that it was like, and so to hear that from her, it was just such a beautiful illustration of how, you know, when we do allow our own light to shine, we give others permission to shine their light as well. And so that was just a really powerful example for me of that experience and a gift. And I wasn't even very much of a clothes girl before this, so I may become one now.
Well, Jillian, first of all, thank you for sharing the story. There are about a thousand things I want to ask you all at once, but I think first of all, what I want to reveal, if it's okay, is I kind of had to twist your arm to do this because you know, and I think this was a really a beautiful point. And that's why I want to bring it in, which is, you know, that you're humble, right? I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, humble, but it's like you don't want to be like, you know, peacock feathers all up in the air, and
right.
Right. And yet there's a very, very important teaching point to this story. And it doesn't have to do with, oh, look at me, look at me. Right. And I think that's what we really wanted to share is that that's not the point of it.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. And you are right. You did have to twist my arm a little bit because you said, oh, I want to share those people. It's like, oh, gosh. Because immediately we go to that place of, oh, well, it is going to sound like peacock feathers and all of that. And you're right. I mean, I've always been the one to say, I'm really happy to be in the background, do not need to be in center stage at all. And just, you know, because it's like, that's just how I've been. So it's that's a place of comfort for me to not actually be center stage. So but it is, you know, as you and I were talking about too, I think the larger desire is for us all to get that it's not about ego, it's not about at all our strutting our stuff, you know. I think you can say it better than I can at this point, but I, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you also said, and I want to reflect this because it's so important, that when any one of us steps into that place where we're wholly who we are and we feel really great about who we are, there's a light that shines that also allows other people to be wholly who they are. So it's not about, look at me, look at me. Maybe it's about, like, you know, look at all of us. Look at us. Like, you know, and I feel the same way. I think, right, that the universe is kind of like, look at the flowers. Look at these people. Look at these trees. Like, look at this.
Exactly. Exactly. It's that you said it so beautifully, Sherry. You really did. It's that is what it's about. And as women, it's such an opportunity for us, isn't it, that to really get that and to say, wow, you know, just in the same way that I was looking at this young woman and admiring her light and her energy and then, yes, she could see it back and we could see it reflected in each other. It's like that when I consider the possibilities of that and us all really understanding, yes, we are one. And if you're able to see it in me, it's because you have it within you too, and vice versa. That's when it gets so fun and so powerful.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the other thing that I want to underscore, which I think is important, is it's also not about clothes. So, you know, I sometimes hesitate too, because I'm very interested in clothes because I do feel like there's something, you know, we wear them out. And so they're, in a way, to me, they feel like a way of saying, you know, this is how I'm feeling about who I am today. Not always. But I also don't want to make the point that it's like, oh, it's all about fashion or it's really important to spend a lot of money on clothes. That's not what this is about. It's really, to me, about like what you did, and I want to circle back to this point because I think it's a really important moment of time. When you got that invitation to bring something festive, you know, to celebrate the ritual, ceremonial, you went and you stood in, and looked in your closet and you let yourself, I think you let yourself, you know, really push against maybe some comfort zone or something that was maybe holding you back. You could tell me if I'm projecting, but this is my best guess, is that what we do then is we have the opportunity to like step forward into something. Is that right?
You nailed it, Sherry. You absolutely did, because it really was. I mean, there was a sense of, yeah, there was sort of a sense of remorse for me a little bit of like, oh, why? There was potential there and I didn't step into it. And you're absolutely right too, that it's not about clothes and spending lots of money on it. It's that that becomes a symbol or becomes a trigger in our life, like so many other things can be, of saying, okay, it simply can be that. It can be a reminder. It can be an opportunity. It can be that chance to say, wow, can we live into that? You know, can we grow into that? And yeah, that's why I like your concept so much, as you say. I mean, you're not saying go spend a bunch of money on this. It's like, oh no, what do you have already there that maybe is just not saying, you know, that's a piece that represents who you want to be, but you're not exactly there yet. And that's just, that piece I think is just brilliant. You know, it really is.
Well, yeah, and I love what you said about, you know, you had the courage, which I do want to acknowledge. I think it takes courage to pack up that dress, you know, for you, because, you know, once you've packed the suitcase, that's all you've got. So you had the courage to take that with you. But I loved what you said about seeing it, you know, every day up until that final time when you wore it, which is seeing it and kind of growing into it each time you saw it. Like, oh yeah, that's right. That's the woman I am. I just need to let her come out a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, it's funny because I think for all of us, it does take a little bit of courage. There was a part of me, I remember, kind of saying, oh, I'm going to really tuck that away as a part of my closet that I wouldn't see, because it was like, oh, that didn't go quite as well as I thought, you know, oops, you know, it's like do over. And if I don't see it, then it won't remind me. But it's like, oh, no, okay, it's either an opportunity to do that or to say, okay, you know, or it is genuinely sort of do over. And now who are you going to become knowing that? And yes, and then the daily reminder of, oh, right, okay. And it's not rocket science. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. It's like, you know, it is what we make it. It's, we're all creating our own reality. So it's, you know, me saying, okay, I just want to step more into that person that I believe is possible for myself. And so absolutely, the daily reminder was great. It really was.
I know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time left, but do you have time for just a couple more minutes? Are you okay?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Good, please. Well, I just wanted to share something that where this came from for me and acknowledge my teacher, Sherry Huber, many, many, many years ago, probably 15 years ago, gave us the assignment to look in our closets and assign some personalities, quote unquote, to our clothing. So for instance, I had like the depressed person, I had, you know, the go-getter, I had the celebration person, I had the, you know, leave me alone, I'm tired person. So we literally put labels on our clothes. And it was an incredibly important practice of seeing, you know, how something like that, and again, it could be probably a lot of things. We could probably do it with food. We could probably do it with, you know, I don't know, cleaning. There's probably tons of stuff we could do with. But clothes works really easily to see, like, when I put on those depressed person clothes, I really lived into that person, you know, I felt a little slumpy. I kind of, you know, walked differently. So I guess I wanted to tell that story because I wanted to acknowledge my own spiritual teacher who's had a great impact on me. And just to offer that to people as well, to just kind of, I think maybe that, you know, this is a big part of it, right? To bring that mindfulness to all the areas of our lives.
Well, and I, first of all, I love labeling the different clothes because I think that is such a good exercise, again, and just being more mindful about this, you know, it's another area of mindfulness. And, you know, when we think about every action that we make, whether it's the clothes that we wear that day or what, you know, what, how we decide to feed our bodies, or, you know, to eat or to work out or to have that conversation or to skip the workout or whatever. They're all reflections about who we are. And so being able to really categorize it that way is so good. And I think, and so true too, that, you know, if you have those, the slumpy, feeling depressed clothes, that contributes to that. I mean, you know, you can relive that as well. And yeah, I was actually just thinking yesterday, I was running around town sort of in slumpy clothes because I was racing around and it was hot. And it was like, I was definitely not in my goddess dress, okay? So now I'm like, oh gosh, if Sherry saw what I was wearing yesterday, she'd say, I'm not so sure about whether we need to have this interview. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, so I... but yeah, so I thank you for sharing that about your teacher, though. That's beautiful, beautiful mindfulness practice.
Right, and I think it just, you know, all of this points to, I mean, you know, the work that you and both you and I both have studied so much, you know, with the high performance coaching, which is really truly, you know, boils down to like, who do I want to be? How do I want to live? You know, what is my best self? Like, what does that person want? What does that person look like? Just like you were just saying. And I think this is one area of it. And I just truly appreciate, you know, that you had that story and that you've been willing to share it. And, you know, my hope is that even someone listening might be inspired to pull out whatever that goddess dress is for them that's hanging in their closet. Or maybe it's their bold, you know, I'm going to really like make that move today. Or maybe it's their sparkles, or we don't know, but whatever it is, I hope they'll hear this and be inspired.
Beautiful, beautiful. Absolutely. And I think you're absolutely, the other piece that I love is that, whatever it is, whether it's the bold piece, whether it's the goddess piece, whatever it is that we really want, that person really wants to live into, yeah, to have the inspiration to just go, okay, great, you know, I'm going to throw on that baseball jersey and say, yeah, I used to really want to, you know, hit the ball out of the park, or, you know, that's something I want to do. I want to be that athlete, you know, I'm going to throw on that baseball, right? You know, it's just like, yeah, it's whatever that is that feels like that best self. Part of expressing one's best self. Absolutely.
Jillian, thank you so much for your time. I have just very much enjoyed this, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Me too. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for your interest and desire and sharing the work that you do. You bring so much light. So it's really an honor and privilege to be with you today. So thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.